Welcome to the News Hour. Today, the White House confirmed that the military fired twice at a single alleged drug boat in early September as part of its campaign of airstrikes in the Caribbean.
And a source tells the News Hour the military knew there were survivors in the water after the first hit. As Nick Schifrin reports, the developments have sparked bipartisan concern that the strikes were illegal.
On the morning of September the 2nd, an American drone flew over what the U.S. identified as a boat carrying drugs. President Trump released this video personally and said a single missile destroyed the boat and killed 11 people he identified as narco-terrorists. But after the first strike, the White House now confirms there was a second strike ordered by then Joint Special Operations Command leader Admiral Frank Bradley.
Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
A source familiar confirms to PBS NewsHour the second strike was taken despite the military knowing there were survivors in the water. The Washington Post reported it was a response to a verbal order by Secretary Hegseth, kill everybody.
I would reject that the Secretary of War ever said that. However, the president has made it quite clear that if narco-terrorists, again, are trafficking illegal drugs towards the United States, he has the authority to kill them.
More than a month later, the U.S. military approached survivors differently, rescuing two after this strike on a submarine. It's not clear what led to the shift. On Friday night, Hegseth criticized, quote, fabricated, inflammatory, and derogatory reporting, but went on to describe the attacks as, quote, specifically intended to be lethal kinetic strikes. 3 minutes later, from his personal account, he wrote, we have only just begun to kill narco-terrorists. Those responses reinforced already existing bipartisan concern. The chair and ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee said, the committee is aware of recent news reports and the Department of Defense's initial response regarding alleged follow-on strikes. The committee has directed inquiries to the department, and we will be conducting vigorous oversight. And the chair and ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee said they, too, are taking bipartisan action to gather a full accounting of the operation in question. On Sunday, other Republicans questioned the second strike's legality.
Obviously, if that occurred, that would be very serious, and I agree that would be an illegal act.
If it was as if the article said, that is a violation of the law of war. When people want to surrender, you don't kill them, and they have to pose an imminent threat. It's hard to believe that two people on a raft trying to survive would pose an imminent threat.
Since that first September strike, the U.S. has attacked at least 21 boats, killing more than 80. It's been enabled by a huge regional deployment. The Navy says about 15% of all of its currently deployed ships are in Latin America and the Caribbean. It includes the world's largest aircraft carrier, which Hegseth visited on Thanksgiving.
Out at sea, interdicting cartels, defending the American people. We are grateful for you.
President Trump has also said he's pressuring Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The two spoke last week, and today President Trump met his national security team to discuss Venezuela, where Maduro yesterday projected positivity.
Sanciones, amenaza,
sanctions, threats, blockades, economic war, and Venezuelans did not cower. Here, as they say, everyone put on their boots and went to work.
President Trump is deciding whether to take further action, including strikes on Venezuelan soil, while making it clear there will be no apologies for the campaign so far. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.